NBC Radio News. Good morning. I'm Bob Gibson with word that a five-week ordeal has ended for two women held hostage by guerrillas in Zaire. Stanford University says 22-year-old Carrie Jane Hunter of Atherton, California, and Emil Bergman of the Netherlands were released a few hours ago. In Palo Alto, University spokesman Bob Beyer says the two are now preparing to travel.
The newly freed women are awaiting a charter flight to take them 700 miles to Dar es Salaam.
This is comprehensive news from Mutual Radio. I'm Bob Gibson. More news from where it's being made, gathered by Network Radio's largest news staff. Here is news around the world. This is Bob Gibson for American Information Radio with a good morning to you. From ABC News, I'm Bob Gibson. Skepticism at the summit in Venice. Don't believe anything you don't see. The comment of Secretary of State Muskie following word this morning that the Russians are pulling some of their soldiers out of Afghanistan. The announcement came just hours before President Carter sat down with leaders of six allied nations at a Venice conference where the Afghan issue is high on the agenda.
WNDW News, sunny 76 degrees. Good afternoon. I'm Bob Gibson. This news brought to you by Zenith Quality Systems.
Of the creatures in the rocket cylinder at Grover's Mill, I can give you no authoritative information, either as to their nature, their origin, or their purposes here on Earth.
That voice has been silenced, the voice of Orson Welles, who in the excerpt you just heard scared the daylights out of radio listeners in 1938, playing the part of an astronomer in the infamous War of the Worlds broadcast. Orson Welles was found dead today at his Hollywood home, apparently of natural causes. He was 70. Born in Wisconsin, Welles began acting in Dublin at age 16, and by 1941, he was a box office smash as a political candidate in Citizen Kane.
The working man and the slum child know they can expect my best efforts in their interests. The decent, ordinary citizens know. I'd make my promises now if I weren't too busy arranging to keep them.
At the time of his death, Welles was working on a project to film Shakespeare's King Lear. His on-screen presence and magnificent voice will be sorely missed. Orson Welles, dead at 70.